إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الحج Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the people who do not recognize Him, about the people who do not understand who Allah is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said a very peculiar thing. He said, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. He said, they are not blind because their eyes are blind. They are not blind with their eyes. But they are blind because the power to see which is in their hearts, that is blind. The eyes of their heart are blind. I remind myself and you, one of my dear young friends and students from Australia, since yesterday he has been sending me several emails on this matter of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should open his heart and his eyes and make him among his awliya, inshallah. His question was very interesting. He said to me, it started from the issue of so-called blind faith. So I told him, faith is not blind, lack of faith is blind. The one who has faith is not blind. The one who has no faith is blind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions faith as we understand in Islam is the result of clear evidence. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أُدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. And he said that this is my way, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with evidence, with clear proof. So the one who accepts and sees this evidence and has faith, how can he be blind? The one who is not seeing is blind. So I sent him some information with regard to, there is an interesting article called The Scientific Case for God. So he read some of that and then he sent me a mail this morning saying, I will read this fully, but how did the Sahaba have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the Sahaba didn't read this article. And the Sahaba also did not know all the stuff which is in this article. How did they have faith? So was the faith of the Sahaba blind? Interesting question, no? And that's why I thought today we'll talk about the issue of what is blindness. See, the issue of seeing is the term seeing we use, one, for actually seeing with the eyes, but even more importantly, for seeing meaning understanding. We use the term seeing to mean understanding. We say, don't you see this? Don't you see that there is a loss in this business? Does it mean that you are seeing money draining away or something? No. Seeing a loss means what? Seeing a loss means, don't you understand that this business will lead to loss? So the word see is also used to mean understanding. And understanding is of two kinds. I call it cognitive understanding and visceral understanding. Like we have emotional intelligence and IQ. You have the cognitive intelligence, which is intelligence quotient, and EQ, which is emotional quotient. So you have cognitive intelligence and you have emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is the issue of understanding something. And that is what is referred to in the ayat of Surah Al-Hajj, which I recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people do not have that understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. They don't see. Obviously, nobody can see Allah. Right? So what is the meaning of see? That see means to understand, and we understand with our, that's why I say we see with our knowledge. We do not see with our eyes. Even the ones who see, we don't see with our eyes. I have given this example before. To say that a person sees, for example, a doctor diagnoses the illness of a person with what? I am looking at a person, and a doctor is also looking at the same person. There's nothing wrong with my eyes and there's nothing wrong with the eyes of the doctor. Both of us are looking at the same person, but the doctor is, within quotes, seeing something which I'm not seeing, right? So what is he seeing? He's seeing with his knowledge. Because he's a doctor, he recognizes the signs of illness in that person. And because I am not a doctor, even though I'm seeing exactly the same things, I don't recognize them, so therefore I'm not seeing that illness. Right? The illness doesn't come with a label on the forehead. The illness is in terms of the signs. And therefore, the Quran is a book of signs. It's a book of ayat. It's not a book of science. So you don't have to look for detailed evidence, scientific evidence. You see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around us. What did the Sahaba see? The Sahaba saw the signs. The Sahaba recognized. How did they recognize? How did they recognize? As I said, is with the knowledge. So what is this knowledge? And that knowledge is the visceral understanding. It is the inside understanding, the emotional understanding of something. And that comes from effort. That comes from standing in the night and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepting the fact that, oh Allah, I am blind, open my eyes. Because only you can open the eyes. Accepting this fact. Today, unfortunately, we go around in a, either in a khumar of ignorance or in a khumar of knowledge, which is even worse. We go about with the arrogance of ignorance or with the arrogance of knowledge, which is even worse. We collect information and we think it is knowledge. We read this book and this book and this book, and because we read so many books and we went to this university or that madrasa, we think we are alim. And may Allah forgive us, we also give ourselves these titles. And he says, alim so and so, and allama so and so, and maulana so and so, and sheikh so and so. What does it mean? It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. There was no Sahabi who was called Sheikh so and so. Have you ever heard Sheikh Abu Bakr? Maulana Abu Bakr Siddiq? Did you ever hear this? La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Did you hear Mufti so and so? Even after the Sahaba, even among the Tabi'in and Taba Tabi'in, Imam Malik rahmatullahi was the greatest Mufti of his time. People used to say, how can I give fatwa? Ulama in the Muslim world used to say, how can I give fatwa when Malik is in Medina? But did you ever hear Imam Malik being referred to as Mufti Malik? These are all titles of ignorance that we give to ourselves. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. We must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real knowledge is in recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heart. That is that, and that comes with effort. That comes with tazkiyatun nafs. That comes with cleaning the heart of all the filth and garbage that we have collected in it. And that's why our Ustad, Shaykh Abu Ali Abu Hasan Radwi Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say that the curtain of darkness, I'll translate in English, Hadmar Rahmatullah Ali used to say, کہ ظلمت کا پردہ فاش کرنا بہت آسان ہے بنسبت نور کے پردے کے فاش کرنے کے. اسے ظلمت کا پردہ فاش کرنے کے لیے تو نور کی ایک کرن کافی ہے, پر نور کا پردہ کیسے فاش کرے جائے گا, نور کا پردہ کیسے فاش کیا جائے گا. یو ٹو سے دیٹ دی کرٹن آف ڈارکنیس وچ مینز اگنورنس ٹو ڈسپیل دیٹ از ویری ایزی, اٹ ٹیکس ون رے آف لائٹ. But how do you dispel, or how do you split, or how do you remove a curtain of noor? It's already light. How do you change that? How do you move that? And by that he refers to the arrogance that comes with reading books. Please notice, I'm not saying knowledge. Real knowledge brings about humility. Real knowledge brings about tawazo. Real knowledge does not bring about arrogance. Arrogance comes from collecting information and thinking it is knowledge. Information is not knowledge. Information is purely cognitive understanding. Knowledge is internal, visceral understanding. Knowledge links with the emotions, and that is why knowledge produces action 100% of the time. Knowledge produces action. Knowledge, the information which does not produce action, is not knowledge. Or knowledge which we may think it is knowledge but it does not produce action is not knowledge. It's purely information. And the example I always give is somebody who's gone to learn flying. He enrolled in flying school. And first few days or weeks or months, he is studying the theory of aerodynamics, he is studying the theory of flight, he is studying how the engines work and so on and so forth. And he has all the cognitive knowledge required. And then, a day comes when he is sitting in the cockpit of the plane and the trainer pilot is next to him in the other seat and the trainer pilot says, right now, open the throttles, put your foot on the brakes, rev the engines, and when the engine is at a certain RPM, the pilot says, release the brake, and then the plane starts moving down the runway, and when it's at a speed of 120, the pilot says, pull back the joystick, and the plane lifts. The knowledge that the person had in terms of flight, in terms of aerodynamics, has not changed. He did not read one single word more. But something changed. Something changes when that plane lifts. Because when that plane lifts, the bottom of this man's belly goes down to his heels. And that is when the knowledge of what is the meaning of flight is burnt into his consciousness with a blowtorch. He will never again forget that experience in his whole life. I am saying this because I have been through that. That is the understanding that comes of what did this, all this cognitive stuff which I read, what does it really mean? And that is what the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain had. Their eyes were opened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when they stood and they recited the Quran, they could see the Jannah and Jahannam. When they prayed, when they worshipped, it was as if they were seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a sense of being present totally and completely in that moment before Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that is what we have to work for. And that is why tahajjud, and that is why tilawatul Quran and so on, that is what we have to work for. Because only that will change our lives. Only that will then enable us to take action. Because without action, the knowledge is garbage. It is garbage, it is books, and the people who carry them are donkeys. And I do not say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kama thalil himar yahmilu asfara. He said, they are like donkeys who are carrying books. Those books do them no good. It's just bojh, it's just weight. It's only when that knowledge gets converted into visceral knowledge, into the opening of the eyes of the heart, where we recognize the glory and majesty of our Rabb, and we know that Allah is Haqq. We know that Allah is Haqq. That is the meaning of real knowledge. That is the meaning of open the eyes. And this takes effort. That takes effort. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this effort easy for us, and to enable us to make this effort, and not spend our life in just lazing around, because a day will come when those eyes will get opened for us. Everybody will have this. Everybody will have those eyes opened for us. The key is to open them ourselves before they are opened for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy, make this easy for us, and to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him, and to enable us to do the things that will result in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us Jannah, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.